Well, we had a great July. You know, one of the things about the car business is you can be a hero on the 31st, but you're still a zero on the 1st.
Yep.
We have nothing on our board this morning. So,
okay.
But we did have a great July. And one of the things I want to talk about today is we saw some and took in some great trades. Locally owned, low mile, Honda, Nissan, Toyota product, other brands. We have some GM trucks, some Ford vehicles. But some of our brands, just great low mile, clean trades that... I think people are going to want to see.
Just a case of people saying it's time to make the trade or make the switch into a newer vehicle, and they pulled the trigger, so to speak.
In a few cases, it's fuel economy. We've touched on that seemingly every time I've been in. But it's, you know, our sport utility vehicles are now our SUVs, the CR-V, the RAV4, the Rogue, the Juke, our all-wheel drive vehicles getting 30-plus miles to the gallon. And at our prices... and the need for that kind of vehicle, we're seeing those, but we're seeing some great trade-ins for those that are still in the high 20s and 30 mile per gallon area with all-wheel drive.
I know that with some of the vehicles that have been traded in for, you know, you mentioned the Juke. That one is kind of, to me, one of the unique ones. It has some unique design cues, to say the least, but also it is gaining in popularity here because I know its history was more of a metro commuter car from its design, and it's really kind of catching. You see, starting to see a lot of them pop up on the roads here, so it must have a lot of the qualities we're still looking for here as customers.
Absolutely. You've got great power. It's a turbocharged engine, so if you're heading out into the Keweenaw or even just going from Marquette to Ishpeming up the hills, great snap. It's a fun car to drive. It is a unique looking automobile. It's a cute car. Mm-hmm. People are talking about it. There's getting to be a buzz about it. It didn't catch on for a while here, but all of a sudden we've, in the last 90 days, I think sold 13, 14, 15
yeah,
of them.
I see and a starting lot to more move. Of them. Yep, I see a lot more. On that note, you say you've got trade-ins coming in, and you say they're still good high mileage, and some of them almost like they're brand new anyway.
We've seen, just in the last 3 days, a 2011 Camry with 28,000 miles on it. The number one selling car in America, also the number one used car because it's tremendously reliable. Clean, clean car, locally owned, serviced. We have a 2010 Accord, same scenario, miles in the low 30s, still under full factory warranty, just a spotless car. It's going to get washed and get the oil changed and checked out. We do the same 72-point inspection on all of our used vehicles, but that's a car that's going to be a quick inspection.
I think that bears mentioning is that a lot of these vehicles you're talking about are local trades, and for a lot of folks, they want to make sure that car does have the history of being in our climate, being in our weather, that it can handle the temperature drops and the snow and whatnot, that while you do have the power as a company to bring them in from anywhere, and you'll get a vehicle from wherever if a customer is looking for it, you're talking about cars that have spent 2-3 years here and serviced here, and it's good that way.
Absolutely. And we have the complete service record on file. We offer Carfax or Auto Check is what we use, which is a little bit more comprehensive service we find than Carfax happens to be. But in addition to that, we can go right into our own computer system and print out the service record for a lot of these trade-ins. These are people who are repeat customers of our dealership. We know exactly what's going on with that car from the standpoint of repairs and are more than happy to share that with our customers.
Like, for example, with the vehicle you mentioned, the Camry, I believe it was, you know, if something like that comes in, is it still under some kind of warranty too, or what are those options?
That car still has a few months left of its bumper-to-bumper warranty.
Mm-hmm.
A new Camry, for instance, has a 3-year, 36,000-mile limited bumper-to-bumper warranty. Then beyond that, for 5 years and 60,000 miles, has a powertrain warranty from the factory.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot of coverage on that. And we offer extended service agreements to be able to wrap around out to even 120,000 miles because of the quality of these cars, a full bumper-to-bumper warranty.
We're talking with Paul Halber, General Manager with Riverside Marquette on this Riverside Thursday. And just to wrap up with you, Paul, you know, you've got a lot of inventory. You got opportunities for folks to check it out online. I've been on your websites. You've got everything really across the board from the whole network of dealerships that you have. But really, nothing beats coming in and just kind of looking at these cars in person. What are your hours, and how can folks find out more?
Well, the easiest way to find out more is that website, and that's RiversideMarquette.com. We're there from 8 in the morning to 6 at night, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 3 on Saturdays. Plenty of time. We've got about 20 cars in our showroom, so if the weather's lousy, come in. Almost every make and model that we have, you can put your hands on it inside the building. as weather starts to go downhill on us.
I will say this, though. It looks like a nice day for a test drive today, so why not make it a go?
Absolutely.